sea salt, malt vinegar, newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.
Cool Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip, 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 hip.
Chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest. Oh, dear.
Since you listen to CITR, everyone knows you've got excellent taste in music. You've probably got a great record collection too. But think of all the money you've spent on music over the years. You're probably just waiting until your next paycheck to get new albums you want to hear, aren't you?
Well, it's time you start getting the discounts you deserve. With the Friends of CITR card, get up to 15% off of Beat Street, Vinyl, Scratch, Red Cat, and Audiopile Records, as well as 16 other great local businesses. Friends cards are only $15 or free with the CITR station membership. Become a friend of CITR. Go to www.citr.ca and click Friends of for more details.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. I am your host for about an hour today. Today is the first show of 2009. Usually I have problems adapting to the new, like, in January, I always think we're still in the previous year, and I think most people are like that, but this year, no problem. I don't know why. I don't know. It's 2009, it's a whole new year, and like I was telling Duncan, this is just a new beginning, another chance to redeem ourselves for a year of shitty radio. I'm just joking. Sorry. I'm really tired. So today, like I said, it's been like 3 weeks or something. It's been about 3 weeks. I didn't do my show for the last 2 weeks because last Thursday was January 1st, and so the Student Union building was closed, and the Thursday before that was Christmas Day. So the last time I was here was like mid-December or so. It's been a while. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe you guys were rejoicing for those 2 weeks. Maybe you were counting down the days till you could hear my sweet dulcet tones once again. I really don't know. Don't know what I'm talking about. But today, instead of a kicking off 2009 show, I'm going to do the best of 2008 because I was supposed to do this maybe like a month ago. Yeah, 3 weeks ago was the Christmas show, and then the week before that was supposed to be, like, best of the year show, but I didn't do it because I procrastinated, and I couldn't narrow down my choices for best albums and best shows of the year, but I have done so today. And I started off today's show with my favorite local release of the year, The Jolts. The Jolts put out their full-length Haute Voltage, and they're even playing tonight. Coincidentally, they're playing tonight with the Parallels and the Spinoffs and a band called Street Legal Dirt Bike, who I've never heard of before, but they're playing tonight at the Biltmore, and I would go because that is an awesome lineup. I love those bands, but I'm working tonight until like 1 or something, so that's just not gonna happen. But perhaps you can go and perhaps you can have a good time for me. If you miss the show tonight, they're playing tomorrow night on the island, so if you're going to be in Victoria, you can watch them play. I think the Jolts and the Spinoffs will both be playing at Lucky Bar in Victoria. It's going to be an awesome show, BTW. That means by the way, if you didn't know. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to be playing all of the, like, a whole bunch of songs off of records that I think were my favorite or the best of the year, and then at the very end of the show I will play one more song by my band of the year or my favorite album of the year, and I'm not going to tell you what that is right now because then what's the point of listening if I just tell you right now? Shrug. As always, you can give me a call here in the studio if you want to place a request or whatever, or I don't know, maybe dispute some of my choices. The number here at CITR is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And I realized that this year I missed out on a lot of shows. I really didn't go to any shows this year. It was kind of busy and all over the place, and I really just dropped the ball one too many times. So maybe you went to an amazing show and I want you to call me and tell me about it, because chances are I probably didn't go, because I'm that awesome. Anyways, if you wanted to download a copy of the show or a podcast for many other shows on this fine radio station, you can do so through our website, which is www.citr.ca, and you can even check out playlists online for my show at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Now, without further ado, let us get back into Marielle's favorite albums of 2008. There are a lot of albums that I really liked that came out this year that I'm not going to play because they don't fit the format of the show, but I'll talk about that later. Right now, though, I'm going to get to Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. They released Have Another Ball. And I believe a lot of these songs had already previously come out, so it's kind of just like a compilation, but I'm counting it as an official release. So there we go. And then after that, who knows? Who knows where this magical journey will take us? You'll just have to keep listening. This is Me First and the Gimme Gimmes on CITR.
$15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Liam from the Cancer Bats. Fuck yeah, Metallica!
hear your voice. Oh, when you call my name now, child, I really have no choice.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. That was the Hex Dolls off of their album Call It a Comeback. The song was called On the Third Day, Axl Rose, one of my favorite albums of 2008, because this week is the best of 2008 show, according to Marielle, that is. So this being very subjective, I don't know what you guys think. Maybe you completely disagree. Let me know, will you, please? ? Before the Hex Dolls, I played... What did I play? King Khan and the Shrines off of their album, The Supreme Genius Of. That song was called Torture. King Khan and the Shrines are also contenders for one of my favorite shows of the year. I'll start to narrow it down and tell you all about it in a couple minutes. Before that, I played the Cancer Bats off of their album Hail Destroyer. That was the title track, another contender for Best Show of the Year. And of course, if I'm playing the band, they're a contender for Best Album of the Year as well. And I started off that set with me First and the Gimme Gimmes off of their album Have Another Ball. That song was called Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, an Elton John cover just for you, dear listener. I hope you guys all had a wonderful holiday. It's weird. I haven't been here in like 3 weeks, and maybe I've lost my game. I got sick during the Christmas holidays. I got sick on Christmas Eve, and so the worst day of my illness was Christmas Day, and so I was just totally cranky and just bummed out for the whole day and stuffed up and gross and lovely and everything. And I was just hanging out with my family. So nothing too exciting, but maybe you got up to something awesome. Maybe on Christmas, maybe on New Year's. I was on the island for New Year's. And I don't know, for the past couple of weeks, I've been asking people, you know, how their holidays were. And everyone's like, I didn't do much. What's wrong with us? Why are we so boring? Why don't we do anything? What happened to us? I don't even know anymore. But perhaps I hope you guys all had enjoyable holiday and got a good haul for Christmas. If you celebrate Christmas, maybe you don't. I don't know. I hope you all had a good time on New Year's. But getting back to albums of the year, and so like I explained a while ago, I'm going to be playing a whole bunch of my favorite albums of the year, and then at the very end of the show, I'll play one more song by the band. Or I guess like my pick of the year, my album of the year. But you won't find out until the very end. So you'll just have to keep listening. it's all been a clever ruse. Right now, though, the next song that I want to play for you, I don't know if it really counts because I'm going to play a song for you that came out this year, but there wasn't an album. It didn't come out an album that came out this year. Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. They actually, their song, Shh, came out this year. I believe the song might have been recorded a while ago, but it officially came out this year on Rock Band. And so I'm counting it because it was officially released on the video game console this year. So it kind of counts. It's not an album, but I really like the song. And Darkest of the Hillside Thickets are another contender for my favorite show of the year when I saw them play at the Penny Arcade Expo down in Seattle. So, I don't know. They always put on a good show, and they don't play very frequently. So, who knows? Maybe it'll be them. Maybe it'll be somebody else. But let's get to some Darkest of the Hillside Thickets right now on the Best of 2008 via We All Fall Down.
I know a little place. Unfazed, unclean, unsaid, unkind, undead, unwind. No cues, no prime, no plans, no time, no push, no shove, no God above. No black, no white, no source of light, no second chance, no end inside, no flesh, no bone, no blood, no mess, no hate, no love, no sweet.
that was an abrupt finish. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. That was Cursed off of their album 3. That song was called Into the Hive. They're no longer together. Makes me angry. So angry that I'm just going to go listen to more Cursed. They have new bands or whatever, new projects, but it's just not the same. It's really just not the same. Before Cursed, I played The Sword off of their album Gods of the Earth. That song was called How Heavy This Axe. And before that, Darkest of the Hillside Thickets with a rock band song. Shh, is what that song was called. Which album will be best album of the year? I don't know. Maybe, well, I'd know, but I'm just not going to tell you yet. I'm not going to tell you for another 20 minutes or so. But there are a whole bunch of other albums that came out this year that I never really played on my show because it doesn't really fit the format. But other albums that I want to mention because I feel that they deserve the recognition, and they're some of my favorite albums of the year, some of the most played tunes on my iPod. Whoa. An album that I never played on my show was Lil Wayne's The Carter the Third. Such an amazing album, and he's coming to Vancouver, and no one told me. I don't know. I don't listen to I don't listen to pop radio or watch TV. I don't have cable. How am I supposed to know these things? But I found out. And I also found out that tickets are $150, which may or may not be worth my time. But Lil Wayne is coming to Vancouver with T-Pain, and that is amazing. And I really want to go. And so if you have a free ticket, you give it to me because I will go, and I will have such a bitchin' time. That's all I need to say about that. Another album that came out this year that I really liked was She and Him. Zooey Deschanel and M. Ward put out an album called Volume 1. It was amazing. I loved it. Rick Ross's Trilla was also pretty good. Opeth's Watershed, amazing. Beautifully technical. I've never played on my show just because I don't know. You have to be at least for me, I have to be in the right mood. And when I do my show, I'm never really in an Opethy mood, so I never really played it. What else did I like? I liked Boris's Smile. There is a band called Y. They released an album called Alopecia that was also really good. The Walls of Jericho album was okay. Walls of Jericho released an album called Redemption. And the Motorhead album that came out this year was pretty good as well. Alkaline Trio put out a new album this year, but it was one of those times where I couldn't really decide if I liked some songs or if I didn't, or if I just liked them a lot because I like a lot of Alkaline Trio's older stuff. So I'm not going to play it because I'm still sitting on the fence with that album. This Is Hell put out an amazing album called Misfortunes, and I never played it on this show because I just... I didn't bother to really bring it in, and we don't have it here, and I don't know, I procrastinate, and I'm lazy. It happens that way. I'm sorry. That should be it. I think I should have the time to play the rest of the albums that I want to play, but if not, I'll mention them instead. Teenage Head put out an album with Marky Ramone, and basically they were just redoing old Teenage Head songs. With Marky Ramone, and it was pretty awesome. I guess it kind of counts because they re-recorded them, right? And the guy from Teenage Head passed away this year, so I kind of felt guilted into that. Bison BC put out an amazing album called Quiet Earth, which maybe I'll play for you in just a moment. Torch also put out an amazing album, and another band that I'm going to play for you right now that I really enjoyed this year was Fucked Up. I've seen them a couple times, and every time they play live, it's amazing. It's such a good time, and it's really memorable. And they played this year at Richards on Richards, but I might have been out of town, or I was working or something, but for whatever reason, I didn't go, because I'm a loser. But I heard great things, of course, about their performance, and they put out a new album this year called The Chemistry of Common Life, and this is definitely a contender for my favorite album of the year. So I'm going to play some new Fucked Up for you right now on We All Fall Down. All right, you are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. That was Bison BC, local band. They got signed to Metal Blade Records, I believe it was earlier this year, when they released an album called Quiet Earth. And I just played a song for you called Dark Towers. I've seen them a couple times live, and it's always so good. Did I see them this year? I saw them at one point. I don't remember if it's this year or not. I'm going to say it was. My memory is really bad, but I'm going to say it was this year. And it was definitely a good time. I saw them play with the Cancer Bats, I believe, before Bison BC. I played Fucked Up off of The Chemistry of Common Life. That song was called Days of Past. An amazing album. Everything I've heard by Fucked Up, I've absolutely loved. I've seen them at, like, a couple times, and every time I see them, super memorable, super awesome times. Before that, I played Cursed off of their album 3. That song was called Into the Hive. And did I tell you I played The Sword before that? I don't remember. I played The Sword off of their album Gods of the Earth. That song was called How Heavy This Axe. Another contender for Best Show of the Year. I saw The Sword play at Numo's in Seattle. It was a sold-out show, and I don't know what else to say. How do you review a good show in, like, a couple seconds without just saying it was really wicked? It was really wicked awesome. There were a whole bunch of shows, actually, that I would like to mention as well. I saw Last of the Bad Men and the Transmitters play. Was that this year? I don't even remember. There's really no way for me to check, like, shows that happened. The only reference I have is my memory, right? I could go, like, looking for old show listings on the internet, but that's so time-consuming. And, I don't know, it takes a long time. And sometimes the Google just takes too long. I'm going to say it was this year. It feels like it was within the past year or so. So Last of the Bad Men. They also put out an album this year called Ride. That was also really good. Fucked Up show, Richards on Richards, I heard was amazing. I saw The Hives on my birthday this year. That was awesome. That was really good. And I dressed up with my friend Shane and everything, and it's just a good time. What else happened? Darkest of the Hillside Thickets at PAX down in Seattle. Also awesome. I saw Boris play with Torch and Layer of the Minotaur, and all three of those bands have released a new album this year. All of those albums I quite like. And the show was also awesome. For whatever reason, CITR never received Layer of the Minotaur's newest album called, like, War Metal Battle Master or something awesome like that. But it's also really good. And the video for the single, which I believe is the title track on that album, is also really fun. I would look that up on the YouTubes if you have some time. And the King Khan and the Shrines show at the Red Room was also bitchin' rad. I'm really running out of adjectives here, and so I'm just going to mention them and not tell you that I thought they were good, because obviously if I'm mentioning them, I'm talking about, like, the best of 2008 here, okay? Maybe next year I'll do, like, the worst of 2009. See how that goes. I don't know. Just an idea, and I was running with it. But without further ado, I am running out of time, I assume. Yes, I am. Coming up very soon, we have Robin and the Inkstead Show. He is not here this week, but his show is pre-recorded, so I'll be playing that for you in just a second. And at 3 o'clock, Brendan and Cody are coming in to do Crimes and Treason. So right now, next song I'm going to play is going to be the song off of the album that I chose to be my favorite album of the year. And it was a really hard decision for me to make, because there's a lot of good crap that came... there are a lot of good releases this year, and the way that I figured it out was I narrowed it down to a couple albums, and I counted how many songs I liked on each album, and then came up with a percentage, and then I got, like, a number amount saying, like, I liked, you know, like, 76% of this album. And then so I figured it out using math. I used math to decide my favorite album of the year. It doesn't mean I like any of the other ones any less. It just so happens that the percentage of songs that I liked out of the, you know, out of all the songs on that album was the highest on this album, which I'm going to play for you right now. Maybe I'll talk about it later if I have a minute. Best album of the year, 2008, IMO, which means In My Opinion, if you didn't know. We'll be right back. that's it. That does it for me this week. That was The Swords off of God's the Sword. Sorry, The Swords, Maiden, Mother, and Crone off of their album Gods of the Earth. It was my, I had to choose it as my favorite album of the year. It was the album that I listened to the most, and mathematically, it had the highest percentage of songs I liked. I didn't know how else to figure it out. So I used math. Used math to help me, Luke. that is using math my education rules. To, I don't know, in real life. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. And The Sword also gets my pick for best show of the year, just because I saw them in Seattle, and it was my first time driving out of town or like leaving town to go see a show. Like, I've seen shows in other towns before, obviously, but I've never really gone to another city or traveled a far distance just to see a show. And that was my first time doing so. And so it was memorable and awesome. And I had such a good time. I don't know, it was close. It was that or The Hives on my birthday. And I had to choose The Sword. So I chose to just give them a landslide victory in both categories, in the only two categories. This prestigious and glorious award goes to The Sword. That's it. That is it for 2008. Let 2009 be just as eventful and memorable as last year was. I hope you guys enjoyed the show this week. As always, you can download podcasts for this show through citr.ca. And even check out my playlist online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Thanks for calling in. You guys are amazing. And I'll be back next week to kick off the brand new year. And as always, in January, I also celebrate the anniversary of this radio show. And at the end of January, I'll be having a 4th anniversary show. I think I've been doing my show for about 4 years. I don't know, it feels like 2 years every year. It's gonna be like, it feels like I've only been doing my show for like a couple years every year, but with every year you add a new year. What am I talking about? Anyways, so stay tuned for that. That'll be good times. The Inkstead show is coming up next, and it's pre-recorded, so don't call in because no one will answer your phone. And it's not because we don't love you, it's just no one will be in the studio to pick up your call. So thanks very much for listening, guys. Here is the Inkstead Show on CITR.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
fun.
While
fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle it with care, and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.